Turn or Burn. Have you ever heard that? Get right or get left. It's that we think that's the Christian message, and we may have said it. I know I've said it. We say it as if that is the message. It's not the complete message. It's slightly incorrect because we seem to imply that if you don't repent, the world's going to burn. No, the Christian message is not turn or burn, but rather the world is going to burn. The world is doomed, and there isn't a thing we can do to save it. The world is going to be burned up and nothing will stop it. And it's easy for us to be caught up in the news and forget that that is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's all going to burn. For instance, we can become so influenced by what's going on around us if you listen to the report, and you might want to sign up to save our planet. And you can easily be off message by trying to save the planet when the world cannot be saved. Man is not going to destroy himself by pollution. Man is not going to destroy himself by his own carbon footprint. It's not going to happen. Governments and wars are not going to annihilate the human race with nuclear weapons. It's not going to happen. If we watch the news enough, we can allow ourselves to grab hold or to attach ourselves to these man-made threats and think that somehow we can make the world a better place. When we do that, we're unbiblical and we're off message. And this is not to say that we as Christians shouldn't be concerned of our environment. We certainly should be. In fact, this world belongs to God, and He's given it to us to care for it. We're supposed to care for the earth. And so with all the wisdom that God has given to us, all the intuition of our Creator, we have to apply it as much as we can to make our world a place that we can live until the Lord comes back. But our biggest concern is not the planet. Our biggest concern needs to be sinners. And our biggest concern and our biggest efforts, and as I'm talking to Christians now, and our job has got to be also the business of sin and trying to curb the effects of sin upon this world. That's where the salt and the light of the Christian witness and the Christian life is so very important in this world. As we are living for something greater, something higher, and as we walk this world while the earth is trying to save all of itself, we're trying to bring people into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's the important thing. When that happens, everyone's perspectives change. In fact, I believe that's why we have government. Government is supposed to prevent the world from becoming a worse place, but it doesn't really have the power to make it a better place. Its job is to restrain evil. And so we support government. Government is not our hope. And that would be, I think, a violation of Scripture. Our expectation must be in the Lord as we look to Him. Our help must come from the Lord. He's the maker of heaven and earth. Now, if we really understood this, and if we really believed it, then we actually might become embarrassed by how much attention we give to the things of this world. Paul said, "Since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with Him in glory." Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. And so we're to live with this expectation, live with the expectation of heaven and the expectation that Jesus is coming back at any moment to take us into that place. And convince yourself that you are mere pilgrims on this earth and that this earth is not your home. And we have a King who's preparing us to become a part of His heavenly kingdom. And our kingdom is not of this world, the one that we've been redeemed for. And so we must train ourselves for that very expectation and place every expectation upon the Lord.